The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and homebuyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
Welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker and the Jason Baker team. Jason, I hear you had kind of an interesting story you wanted to share with me this week.
I have lots of interesting stories, brother.
let's start with the ones that we can talk about on the radio.
Well, how was your week, first of all, man? How you been?
Well, it's been great. I still have the spring cleaning vibes around the house, you know?
Yeah.
You know, when the snow melts and you start noticing like, oh, I got to fix that. Oh, I got to fix that.
Yes.
Oh, I got to fix that.
You do
know
you have a
saying?
Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you been outside?
Yeah. Landmines.
Yeah. That's an understatement. Yeah. So we've got a farm in Florence is where we live. And it was, we get a nasty wind through there every single night. And I'm telling you, I found stuff a half mile from the barn, you know, out in our fields, you know, and I'm like going out, changing trail cams and stuff like that. It's like, how did this get over there? It's like, you know, like tornado? A tornado, you know, or something like that. And then there's more garbage. You come on like, can it just snow again? You know, just
bury that stuff. Just fresh. Yeah. Get back to everything just being fresh.
I know. Yeah. We need a little more snowpack, especially in my yard. But anyway, yeah, so I know that we were talking about this a little bit before we went on the air, but I was at a listing appointment yesterday. My wife's gone, has been gone for a week. She's gone for about another week and a half. And so I'm Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
I haven't burned the house down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I haven't burned the house down.
Well, there's that.
Yet.
That's good.
Yeah. But, you know, funny story about that, because, you know, everybody likes to laugh. So
is
I
it like
the
Uncle
kids,
Buck when you're making food, though? It's like, I think he's cooking our garbage.
That's right. It's kind of like that. So my daughter writes me. So I go, kids, how am I doing with Mom's gone? Because, you know, I'm always interested, you know, because it's the longest time I've been, you know, not had her there. And so I was like, and so 2 seconds later, my daughter, she comes back and she hands me a report card. And it goes, wow. Getting us to school on time, A+. And I go, fantastic. She goes, sitting on the couch, A++.
Oh.
And then, so she goes, what else did she say? Tucking me in at night, only an A, you know, because, you know, God forbid I missed a night. You know, I didn't go up. But she went up there. She lays down in her bed, reads something, falls asleep. Wasn't my fault. I would have gone and tucked her in after 4 reminders.
Well, so far, you're getting straight A's.
Yes.
Good.
Well, but I saved the best for last.
Okay.
Cooking.
Yeah.
F.
You got an F.
Got an F.
Not even a D minus.
It was bad. So not even a D minus. Yeah, no love. So anyways, and we had our meals delivered, you know, for this 2 weeks, you know, because my wife was probably worried. Like, oh,
thank
my
God
gosh.
For delivery.
Yeah, it was good. So what happened to this listing appointment, I went in there yesterday. And the funny part about the kids is I actually, the gal, was her name's Karen. She's awesome. She goes, we had a great time over there. She goes, well, I can only meet at 4. And I go, well, I got to, you know, pick my kids up from Valley Christian, and I'm going to pick them up. And, you know, kids are going to have to be, I'm going to leave them out in the car. She goes, don't you dare. I'll cook them. I'll make them cookies. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best open house we ever have when we list this thing. She goes, they're like oatmeal cookies, you know? And I'm telling the kids, I'm going, man, I don't know if you guys like, you know, oatmeal raisin cookies, but I don't care. You're going to choke them down. That's it. You're going to eat them, you know, and you're going to eat all of them and drink the milk and everything. Dad, I don't like milk, says Cassie. And I said, I don't care. You drink half of it at least, you know, and don't be feeding it to the dog under the table, you know. So we're over there and I go through the marketing plan, listing presentation. She's not ready to move yet, but, you know, part of helping someone transition, especially this big transition, which we're super honored to be involved in anyway, mm-hmm. right? And we have to sometimes consult before we get the, you know, take the listing, because she's not ready for 6 months. And so she's moving out of state and she has a place to go. So she's waiting for a place to open up where she's going in that subdivision, right? Or they're building it or whatever it is. So through the conversation, we went over values, we did everything, and it was fun. The kids are just chomping in the background. I just hear giggling, and they're playing with the dog, and it was great. Not like the most professional listing appointment I've ever been on, because I've never ever brought my kids before, but you just do what you got to do, right? Yeah. I mean, we all have families.
So cookies were involved.
Yeah, cookies. Yeah, I know. That's right. I'm like, you see, I turn around, there wasn't any left. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I guess they like oatmeal raisin, that's for sure. So, but anyways, at the end of the thing, she's like, and the good news is, Jason, I was able to secure a mover. And I go, secure a mover? I go, you're not sure if you're moving 6, 8, 9 months from now. It's whenever that thing's ready. He goes, yeah, I overnighted them $3,000.
Oh. Whoa.
And I just stopped. I go,
overnighted?
Pull
too.
It up.
It was that
pull
big
it
of
up
a hurry.
Up. Yeah. Well, you know, because you have to reserve a spot.
Oh,
and you
got to
get in now because we fill up really quickly, you know, all this. So so I said, pull them up on the internet. So she pulls, she finally finds him again. And and we're going to actually have someone come in and talk about this, someone that this happened to. So buyer beware. But she went in there and it was like, she showed me, and I go, read the comments. scam, 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 scam. I go, call them right now while I'm here. Number disconnected.
Oh, no.
This is just last week. They go in, they hit, they get their money, they go out. They change a phone. It's so easy to change a phone number through a call
routing
service.
Well, they can even change their websites, too.
They get you can buy a block of 100 phone numbers for a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
You know, and they just do, this is what they do. So the warning is, if they're not local from in here in Missoula or in the Bitterroot or wherever you're at, you know, if you're up in Roanoke, they're not from Roanoke.
You can't go give them a shake of hand or whatever.
If they can't, won't come and take us. So here's how you know it's a scam. And I just wrote down some things. Any company that's not right here in town, there's a high likelihood that it's a scam.
Really?
Someone that will not shake your hand, like you just said, it's more than likely a scam.
Wow.
Number two, anybody that asked you for money up front, especially someone you haven't met, and especially for a check, because a credit card can always be reversed. They all have insurance, fraud check. If they ask you for a check, it's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it is. Okay. Now, they need to come to your home before they quote you, and they need to see every single thing you're going to move. Or what they're going to do is they're going to load your truck up at some point, and they're coming in a rider truck. They ain't coming in something that says North American or Two Men in a Truck or Montana Transfer.
Yep.
You know. And by the way, the only two companies locally I trust are Montana Transfer. I don't get anything for telling you this. I'm not an affiliate of them, nothing. The two people I've personally used and loved was Montana Transfer and then also Two Men in a Truck. And I believe they go out of state now as well. But they're both fantastic companies. They're local. You can call them. They all have answering services for after hours.
I've seen both those trucks around.
They're right here, yeah. And they're absolutely great. They'll be there the next day or two. They'll come give you a quote. And then they know exactly how many dressers and beds and everything else that you've got.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
how does this guy in Florida?
They don't. So they rely on you to tell them, right? So then here's what they do. If there's one more hair, shred of hair more than what you told them, or even if there isn't, they'll come up with another excuse. They'll lock your stuff, lock it with a deadbolt, off they'll go, and they'll call you and try to triple or quadruple the $6,000 that they quote you. They always quote you $6,000, between $6,000 and $6,500. That's the number. Everybody says yes, they get their half of their money down as a deposit, and the next thing you know, she's off to the races. She just lost $3,000. Now, she's filing a complaint today. She's going to the police station, everything else. But she's the chances of that coming back, because it was a check, is slim to
none. Yeah, and it was fraud.
It really was, yeah, in the highest kind. I mean, but they will hold your stuff hostage for a long time in that truck until you pay them off. It's like a ransom.
Weird.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing. And it happened to us before I was in real estate and everything else. It happened to me when we were moving from out of state back up here. We were gone for about a year someplace, and I won't mention where, California. And we came back up here, and we were in Bozeman, and moved down to California for a year, and then back up to the Bitterroot. So I just wanted to say that just because it came up and it was so shocking to her. If you're considering a moving company, make sure that they're local, police. By all means.
Yeah. And do a little bit more research on them.
Please look in those reviews and everything else. Like if you go on Google right now and you Google realtors, you're going to see us come up as Google verified, almost 300, positive reviews.
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to have one wacko. Someone like, you know, but I mean, we're going to have 299 out of 300 positive reviews if you go in there. And that's how you can really tell, because Google knows if it's a fake review. They can just always tell and stuff like that. So really look at those Google reviews. It's so important.
There you go. So buyer beware, especially when it comes to moving.
Please. Yeah, please.
All right.
It's just important.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But Jason, when we come back, I got some questions about for sale by owner.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk to you about. So we'll do
awesome.
That right after a quick commercial break. It's Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.
Hey, your friend Sean Hannity here with some personal advice for home sellers. Now, there are various companies or agents that will offer to give you cash up front for your home, but be careful. Now, often there are dramatically lower prices or hidden fees that the average person can miss, and that can cost you a lot of money. That's why I prefer to work with a great, smart real estate agent that truly knows the local market and can give me the best advice and put the most money in my pocket. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer, or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. But more importantly, he can help you look at all the options with hundreds of potential buyers, and that creates demand for your home and helps your home sell at a price and deadline that you agree to, or he buys it. Don't leave money on the table. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
All right, and we're back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker of Rise Realty. And Jason, you know, I remember back when my folks were trying to sell their house back in the late 90s.
dad was real big on doing the for sale by owner thing. And it didn't seem like they had a really good... they didn't have a good time doing that. And I don't know, why do sellers do for sale by owner?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, we often wonder that. But then we have to take off, you know, we have to take off our realtor hat and go, if I'm honest, what are the reasons I believe? And then we do, you know, we help, you know, 10, 15, and our best year is 25 for sale by owners, you know, sell their house after they were unable to do it. So we help a lot of for sale by owners, our team does. You know, navigate through that. But the reason why they do, in my opinion, and this is actually some of this data does come from actual for sale by owners, is they do not see the value in a real estate agent. And
they
don't see the value because, you know, if you ask 9 out of 10 people, what does a real estate agent do? They say they chuck a sign up on the front yard and that's it.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I mean, that's, and you know, there are people who that is their marketing plan. They call it, I think, the 4 hours or the 4 P's. You put up a sign, you put up your feet, you pray, and you put it in the MLS. that's a four. And so sellers like, I can do that. You know, so, but it's funny.
It's in the handbook.
Yeah, it's in the handbook. Yeah, exactly. Really, there's 180 things that we do in order to help sellers net top dollar. But I think the second reason FSBOs do that is a lot of them have like agents. Yeah, FSBOs. Yeah, FSBOs. For sale by owner. Yeah. A lot of them have an agent PTSD. They had a bad experience with a real estate agent before, and that's understandable. I mean, you know, there's attorneys you'd have a bad, there's some attorneys that you like. There's some, you know, doctors you probably like better than other doctors. I mean, there's obviously, you know, sometimes people lop off the wrong leg, you know, that kind of thing. Oops. So there's PTSD, and except with, you know, radio DJs, you know, there's never any PTSD with them, you know. I see a manual right there. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Workplace PTSD. But that's something like they don't see the value and then they had a bad experience. And that's understandable. You know, they do not want to pay a commission. I think that's a big
That's one. Probably what it is. Is it just that they don't want to have to pay somebody else.
Right. They think, you know, 5 or 6% is for putting in a sign and putting up your feet. Yeah. That's an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could do that. That's what they say. And they think they have an attorney that could just write up the paperwork when right now in this crazy market, the least of which we need to worry about is the paperwork. Yes. Not any dummy, but realistically, if you have a typewriter or a Word doc, yes, the document could be drawn up. Is it drawn up in the right way? Do you reduce your liability?
There's a YouTube video.
There's probably a YouTube video. Yeah, that's right. But, you know, there's so much more to it than that and actually walking someone through the house. But that's all that they know or think about. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into more of that here. And then the fourth reason is I've called so many for sale by owners. You know, I call them and market to them all of the time. And they say, I just didn't know an agent, so I just threw it on here just to see what would happen. And that's something that we hear about a lot. But there's really there's a lot of reasons. But three of the biggest reasons, Casey, is that you, because it's a good question that you bring up, the three reasons in the three ways we can make up that listing side commission, because no matter what, you're going to have to pay a buyer's agent, because 99% of the buyers out in the market are working with a real estate agent already.
Right.
And if you're going to get their buyer, if you will, you're going to be paying them 2.5% or 3% on the for sale by owner side anyway.
Yeah.
You just are. They're not going to release their buyer to you, or the buyer gets released contractually from the agreement that they have with the buyer already.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll talk more about that, but offer price. We are right now, we're getting 10, 15, 20, 27 offers we talked about last week on our Snapdragon listing. If you're for sale by owner, there's not a chance in heck you're going to get multiple offers like that where they start hopscotching over each other and pay $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $150,000 more for your house.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. If you got $100,000 more from your house from our great marketing and all the offers that they got you, would you whine about 5 or 6%?
I was say it's worth the
yeah.
It's worth the money and the peace of mind to have someone do the legwork for you.
Unless you just love making less money, Casey.
No, I love legwork. I work in radio.
You work in radio. Yeah, I know. Well, there could be something there. Back to the manual on your desk right there, right next to workplace PTSD.
Right.
Is pay. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know. It needs to be like a lease where every year they up your deal there. But I get it. But offer price is really where, by having great marketing, getting a lot of people there through the house and having massive amounts of offers, that's how we make up the other. Because remember, you're already paying 2.5% or 3%. So let's say it's 2.5, and let's say let's say it's 3. And so you get another 3 to get up to 6. So you're telling me all I got to do through all of our marketing and all those multiple offers, is make another 3% for you and let me do all the work.
Yeah.
Where do I sign up for
right.
that? I just want to know. Like I will take that bet.
Sure.
I'll put it in writing. If I don't do that, you can punch me in the face or something like that. You know what I mean? Throw me out. You know, something like that. So it goes back to just what they just think it's all just a sign, or it's just magic if we put it on Zillow or Craigslist, it'll magically just sell. I tell everybody, anybody can sell a house. Anybody, but not everybody can sell it for a ton of money over asking price using experience, using marketing, and getting all of those people in your front door. Would you agree with me, Casey? The more people that come through your front door, the more offers you'll get.
Yeah, that's just basic math.
I know, but I can pull my calculator out.
Yeah. I forgot long division. Yeah, we don't have to do that right now.
I know. Gosh, between the two of us, we might be able to get a long division done. Maybe short division.
I forgot how to do it.
But it's one of those things where, again, you know, it's for us, it's easy, but there's a perception out there that we don't do a whole bunch of stuff.
Right.
And, you know, if the average agent in Missoula closes 4, 5, or 6 transactions, and we're closing over 100 every year.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? There's obviously something that we're doing.
Well, and you're also networked in with other agents, and
we are. It comes down to marketing. It comes down to experience. It comes down to exposure. And that's really what we do that.
So, and that's what you're paying for.
Yeah, we have a worksheet that goes over what you'll net and then what will net you. And what I tell everybody is, if my column is not greater than your column, throw me out back on the road from whence I came.
Yeah.
You know, just throw me out there.
So going back to my story about my dad doing the for sale by owner.
Yeah.
It was a long, let's just say the house was on the market for a long time.
Yes.
And not a lot of showings.
Yes.
And it was just a bad experience overall for my folks. And I feel it was just because dad had that DIY kind of attitude, it's kind of like anything else DIY you do around the house. You'll try it. You're like, oh, I can do that for cheaper. Like my situation with the plumbing.
Yes.
You know, I can do that for cheaper than hiring a plumber.
That's right.
But then next thing you know, I was elbow deep in.
Yeah. You're
in poo.
Well, there you go. That was awesome. Yeah. Can't wait to put that on the property disclosure, buddy. So my question is, I mean, if you were going to, the average house in Missoula was $500,000.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first question, so I said, well, I'm going to write down some questions that if I were a for sale by owner, I would ask myself. Now don't talk to yourself in public.
Yeah.
When we call around there, we're like foaming at, like, if I'm calling over there from my buyer, I can't wait to get in the trenches with that for sale by owner who doesn't negotiate over 100 transactions like we do a year.
Yeah.
There was this one, I'm not going to say what town, but it's in between Houston and Missoula, and it starts with an F. Okay, so the guy was amazing, and I talked to him like, listen, I know that I can help you net more money, etc. Meanwhile, we sold a house up West Mullen there by Hellgate. And they were looking for a place out in Frenchtown, and I'm looking at this house and what this guy has this thing priced at, and I'm going, he's probably $100,000 light, like literally.
Yeah.
So the next question you got to ask yourself,
because he didn't know any better really. Either.
The next question you got to ask yourself is, how do you know your price is right?
Yeah.
For real, like how do you know? Are you looking on Zillow? Do you know that they just fired 25% of their employees because they couldn't get their iBuyer, and I don't know if they lost millions or billions or whatever it is. They couldn't even get their Zestimates right or their iBuyer numbers right, and so that wing of their business is completely gone now.
Wow.
Now I don't wish that on anyone.
I always knew it was very broad ballpark figure.
If you're using the Zestimate, like I'm telling you, they don't have access to our sold prices in Montana. There's no way that's even remotely. Even a broken clock is right twice a day, they say.
Yeah.
You know, so long as it doesn't say AM, PM, right? Okay. So it could only be one once a day. But, you know, yeah, sometimes maybe they are right. But what algorithm, if they don't have sold comparables, are they actually using to figure out what the heck this thing's worth?
Right.
But I digress, okay? They are a great company. I'm not taking anything away from them.
You're just saying that's for some people to come up with their
I pay them every month in order to market my listings. I mean, you can't take anything away from their success where they weren't successful in pricing things right, buying things right, et cetera.
Okay? Zestimates.
How do you know your price is right? Okay, so this guy out in Frenchtown, I remember to circle back to this. You should be proud of me. Okay, I know I'm learning, right?
He's $100,000 light.
He's $100,000 light, in my opinion.
Yeah.
He was $100,000 light. And I tried to explain that. I know I can come over, I believe we could get this. And he's like, no. Well, the next week, my people were, we sent them some comps, and they were just out driving around looking at some of the comps we sent them, and they go buy this for sale by owner sign. And they're like, well, we want to take a look at that. And so I called the guy and I said, well, would you cooperate? And he said, no, I would not cooperate with a real estate agent. And I said, okay. I said, I talked to you last week. Do you remember? He said, yeah. And I sent him an offer. I mean, I'm like, guys, you could buy this house. I mean, you're going to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind what this last year of 30% appreciation did. But this was what I was trying to explain to him. And so we wrote that up. We did not act as their buyer's agent. We just helped them with the paperwork. But he virtually would have netted, had I listed that, another $70,000 over and above what he would have invested in us.
Yeah.
And he was
that's a good chunk of change.
He was a good dude. He was a sweet dude.
Yeah.
And but you know they found that and I ran the comps for him and I wasn't joking with that guy. So how do you know you're not leaving that money on the table? Not only that, even last year he would have got more offers. So let's say he would have put that at 650, right? Mm-hmm. He probably would have sold it for 700. At this point, you know, with the way the market was last year and this year.
Just because competitive.
He might have left more on the table than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because once we get an offer, say you get 10 offers, they're going to hopscotch over each other $5,000 or $10,000 at a time if they know what the next highest bid is, which we can't disclose, but some sellers ask us to. And if it's in writing, you could probably do that. But the fact of the matter is that on these multiple offer situations, just the fact that a buyer knows that there's 10 other offers, they're going to go cuckoo on their price.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to send it to the moon right now. And he lost out on that part too. Yeah. And, you know, again, it doesn't make me feel good. And I'm not saying, I'm just saying buyer beware,
right.
Seller beware.
Right.
How do you know?
The market the way it is now, if you're for sale by owners, yep. Still, since it's such a hot seller's market, is it, you're still not going
to
see
it. Talk to one yesterday. We call them every day. Every morning, there's one or two more that pop up. Talked to a gal in my office, talked to one yesterday. He goes, now I've got an offer. She said, well, do you mind if I ask for how much? Asking price. Okay. Not over? No. But I don't have to pay a realtor commission. I'm looking at that and I'm going, he'd have made 80 grand more.
Yeah, you're still going to make more money.
Yeah. So it's like.
Even with the commission.
I just don't. I don't understand the logic.
I think it's that DIY attitude.
It's a DIY attitude. Is it? Yeah. Is it male ego?
It must be.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I can't ask for directions when I'm on road trips either.
That's exactly right. This lady keeps yelling at me, telling me to turn. I don't know why. You know, so I'm like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, he would have, there's not a listing that we put on. All right. So this one yesterday was 445. We believed it was worth 500.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a $55,000 difference.
Got it.
I believe we would have sold it for a minimum of 530 to 540. So that's 95, let's just say 95,000.
Just guessing about as far as like the offer.
Is everybody confused yet? I am. And let's say it was a 6% commission.
Okay.
All right. So let's just do that. So 95,000 times 0.94 equals. He would have netted, if we were allowed to help him, in my opinion.
Mm.
Okay, I don't have a crystal ball.
After paying the commission.
89.3.
Okay.
So I'm not getting it. And he only has one. He doesn't have multiples.
Yeah.
And so if you even get one, you're lucky.
Wow.
They're not going to line up. Okay. But why aren't they going to line up? That's the question.
Yeah.
The reason is they're not seeing it. It's not on 3,000 websites.
Right.
It's on one.
It's on one.
That's it.
And then that's
it's on one website. So the law of exposure.
Right.
Well, I can pay this fee and I can have someone throw it on there for me. It doesn't matter. Those expire and don't sell all the time.
You don't have somebody out there pounding the streets.
No, exactly. The marketing matters. The lead conversion matters. Like we get 500 or 600 to the Jason Baker team website per month. We get 500 to 600 internet leads, inquiries, call-ins, everything else from all of our marketing that we pay over $20,000 a month for the marketing in order to help our seller sell their house. I'm not joking. My wife looks at me at the end of every month and goes, what the hell's the matter with you? Can I say that word on here? Yeah. So anyways, but she probably wouldn't get the fine for that word. You know, she's going to be asking me, what the is the matter with you? So, but it's one of those things where because we spend that much, we get that many leads. And then we're sitting there and we have five people that answer the incoming leads all day long. And in after hours, 3 o'clock in the morning, we still have someone answering it. It gets an answering service. Of course, I'm not up at 3 a.m. I go to bed at like 9 now. What's up with that?
Old man.
Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so as soon as Matlock's over is when you go to sleep.
Matlock, that's right. Yeah, Murder, She Wrote. Remember that? Did you watch that? That was a good one. So anyway, but they're going to be paying that buyer's agent anyway. They're not going to, if they're lucky enough to get an offer, they're not going to be they're not going to be hopscotching up over that. You're going to be lucky just to get one. So again, yeah, anybody can sell a house, but can you sell it for the most amount of money? But here's the big thing we haven't even talked about. How much more liability do you have if you sell it on your own? Talking about the paperwork. Did you do it right? Did you forget to check a box?
Right.
How long is your inspection time? Mm-hmm. How long is your appraisal time?
Did you write up that contract using a YouTube video?
Yeah, exactly. You know where most people get sued in real estate? When they represent themselves. Not a fear factor. Here's why. So if you're going to, make sure you have something called an owner's property disclosure, where you tell them every little thing that's wrong with that house, mm-hmm. past, present, and if there's something that you know that's coming up in the subdivision, or it's going to be they're going to reroute the airport right by your bedroom window, make sure you put that in there.
Yeah.
You know, and tell people, you know, what has happened, what's going on, and what you think, if you know of anything, because what happens is after the fact, they can come back and get you.
Right.
So not only did you sell it for way lower, now you get a lawsuit on your hands. And
right. It's even more peace of mind knowing that there's someone there to handle that for you.
Yeah. Well, then it's just like, do you really like, and then the funniest thing that I see, the darndest things we see FSBOs do, we'll make it our show. They think real estate is walking somebody through the home and showing them every inch. If you do that, that's probably why you're not getting offers.
Right.
They don't want you anywhere around them when they're walking through the house. Get the heck out of there. Please, for the love of goodness, get out of there.
Go to the park.
Go to the park. You know, so, well, they'll be walking through my home. Well, yeah, exactly. Believe me, the best salesperson in the world when someone's trying to make an emotional decision is silence.
Right.
People don't believe that. They think they need the Vanna White tour. I don't get it.
The Vanna White tour.
Well, look here. It's hey, and to your left. So, you know, like, oh my God. Like,
check out the master suite.
Can you imagine watching me roll through a house and doing that? You know, big
well,
burly
I could,
dude.
I could imagine it.
You could imagine that. Yeah, with my little apron on. Yeah, you weirdo.
All right. So that's great. And you have more on for sale by owner.
I do. Look, if someone like wants a report, for sale by owner report, just email me, Jason at JasonBaker.
Questions?
Yeah, because it just, you can, I don't bite. Have I ever bit you in here?
I think that's why I sit so far away from
that's right. But you know, the thing is this thing moves, this microphone.
That's true.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I just don't bite on Sundays. Is that what it is?
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Yeah. I'm actually a pretty nice guy. That's right. Yeah. I'm actually pretty nice. You know, if someone ever wanted to call, I would answer their question.
It was, what, to say the website again if you have questions.
It's jasonbakerteam.com. You can click contact me or my cell phone. When you go to the website, it says, it is wise to list with Rise. And my big phone number is right there.
There's that too.
Yeah. Just dial it and then I pick it up.
Yeah. Unless it's midnight.
It's unbelievable. Well, then someone else will pick it up. I promise someone will pick up the phone 365 days a year, and that's great for my sellers because they don't miss a buyer call.
Speaking of picking up the phone, you're going to want to probably pick up the phone and call Jason after we find out what your featured listing of the week is.
Oh, my gosh. It's I got two of them, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you can't wait to hear about it.
We're going
to
talk about that right after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.
Hey, if you are in the market to make the most money for your home, Sean Hannity here with some important advice. Now, look, I'm an active investor. I have bought and sold a lot of properties in hot, cold, moderate markets. And one of the lessons I have learned is this. Hire the agent that knows how to create the most demand for your home. Now, if I needed to create demand in this market, no question, there's only one real estate agent I trust if I needed to sell my home. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty, Montana. Now, Jason can give you an instant cash offer or with his accelerated demand program, well, he turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. While the average agent sells a home or two every month and only spends a couple of $100 on marketing a year, Jason spends thousands of dollars every month to attract thousands of buyers. Now, that helps you generate multiple offers and sell your home for the most money possible. Now, anyone can give you a home evaluation. Call the agent that creates the most demand. Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker and the Jason Baker team. Jason, it's time for our featured listings, plural, of the week.
I'm so glad you remembered.
Plural.
Yeah, we took a couple listings this week. So the first one is 23900 Cancuna.
Cancuna.
That's right. I'd like to be in Cancun right now.
Let me tell
you. Yeah. Different spelling, but you know what I mean. And that is a three-bedroom. It has two bonus rooms. It has a shooting range inside. This unbelievable sunroom. It's got a log accents all over it. Back deck, back upper patio. It's 4,000 square feet. It has a guest house with a secret door to get downstairs. That's where you lock the kids in when they're ticking you off. Most amazing barn. Fence, cross fence, pastures, and it's 12 acres. Listed at 1.25. We've had 6 showings already in the last 4 days, if you can believe that, in that price range. The second property is on Ranch Club Road. It's 8127 Ranch Club Loan. This is a lot. You know, they're building lots of houses up in there. Great subdivision. It's right on the 15th hole.
Oh, cool.
Yep, right there. Yep. And in between the tee box and the hole there, right in the fairway. And just a great building lot right there. And that's that just went live this morning at $199.9. So that's a good one
as
well.
But that's fresh on the market.
Dude, that's fresh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like hot off the press.
It still has that new listing smell.
This is one where we can't have an open house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because it's just a lot.
Oh.
There's also no lockbox.
Oh.
You can just drive by and
look at it.
Absolutely.
It's right there.
Yeah. There's no shooting range on that one. HOA wouldn't approve it.
No. So if you're interested in learning more about these featured properties, what they got to do?
They're all on my website, jasonbakerteam.com, www.jasonbakerteam.com.
Or you can kick it old school and call.
They could call me. They could even text me.
Well, they can't send courier pigeons, though.
Do not do that or weird pictures.
You are a bird hunter.
I am a bird hunter. A courier pigeon will not make it back. It'll be homing in on my property or on my stomach forever.
So check out Jason Baker's website once again.
Yeah, www.jasonbakerteam.com. Scroll down on the bottom. All the listings are right there.
You got it. All right, Jason Baker, always a pleasure having you in the studio. We'll see you next Sunday right here on News Talk KGBO for more Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.